Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacina with this morning's top local stories. Tragedy on Detroit's west side. A mother and one of her children died in an apartment fire last night. More from WWJ's Charlie Langton.
Yeah, good morning, Roberta. Yeah, this fire started around 7:30 last night at an apartment complex here near, it's on Bray Street. It's near the Southfield Freeway in Chicago. A mother in her 40s, her five-year-old child died when it looks like the fire started in their apartment stove. Another child, 7 years old, was taken to the hospital. That child suffered smoke inhalation. We do not have any word on that child's condition. Detroit Fire Department still investigating this fire.
A vehicle flies through the front of a movie theater in Canton. Here's WWJ's Mike Campbell on the scene.
The Imagine Theater off of Ford Road east of the 275 freeway. The front doors, at least two of them, smashed in. Told that's where a stolen truck was used to ram through the front of the theater. And then just inside the vestibule, there's an ATM machine that is shattered and on the ground. Now, the reports are that the truck was used to ram that ATM machine several times until it cracked open, and then the thieves could take the safe, which they did. And during all of this, the cleaning crew was inside, which the cleaning crew is now inside cleaning up an even bigger mess. Police are here. They aren't saying anything yet.
A Michigan lawmaker from the city of Birmingham, Democrat Mari Manu, says Michigan lawmakers have got to get back to the table to talk about a long-term fix for the roads and for what's under the roads, like water pipes, for instance.
People aren't looking for that one-time fix. They're looking for a long-term solution. And one of those things, for example, we heard overwhelmingly that people want to see these heavy trucks being held accountable, these companies that have heavy trucks on our roads being held accountable for the wear and tear that they put on our roads as well. So we introduced legislation that would do just that, that would help raise some revenue. We also know that, you know, in places like Rhode Island, they have an implementation of toll bridges. It's another great way for us to implement a revenue stream.
How would toll bridges for commercial trucks work in Michigan, though?
The way that it's proposed here in Michigan would be, if you have a truck over a certain weight limit, you would be charged an additional fee for using that bridge. We know that it's not just our roads that are in disrepair, but several hundred bridges across the state are failing as well. So we want to make sure that we have the funding needed to repair those too. Depend on the type of bridge, and it would depend on the type of truck. It would charge an upfront fee before that truck crosses that bridge.
Are you on Twitter? Twitter is apologizing after the company says it discovered some email addresses and phone numbers given to it by users to enable security measures were inadvertently used for advertising purposes. Here's our technology nerd, Larry Magid.
While Twitter says there was no data breached and people's security wasn't in jeopardy, it's certainly a violation of their privacy policies. They're not supposed to use your email address or your phone number, which they were storing for security reasons, to deliver targeted ads, as accidentally happened in this case.
Speaking of social media, who is following you? It could be worth a lot of cash. Social media influencers are making a lot of money. So how do you get to be one? Here's WWJ business editor Murray Feldman.
If you're on social media and you generate thousands of followers, you can become what they call an influencer. You post or blog about a product or service, and people who follow you are exposed to it. Companies are paying hundreds to thousands of dollars to these influencers who will use their name, their brand, or their product in their social media posts. Remember, studies show word-of-mouth advertising gets results, and when consumers see or hear a popular social media personality, an influencer, they're likely to follow their lead, and companies are buying into it.
This could be juicy. One of the songwriters behind Motown classics like You Can't Hurry Love and Reach Out, I'll Be There, and Baby, I Need Your Loving will tell the stories behind the songs in a brand new book. Lamont Dozier of the songwriting team, Holland Dozier Holland, is publishing How Sweet It Is, a songwriter's reflections on music, Motown, and the mystery of the muse. On November the 26th, Dozier will reveal the inspirations for many of the songs and share personal stories about Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, the Four Tops, Smokey Robinson, and Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. And Madonna says she's not a quitter, but she's also a human being made of flesh and blood. Madonna's been ordered to rest for 3 days after a knee injury. She writes on social media, "This hurts me more than you can imagine." She intends to be back on stage on Thursday. For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Jacena.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.